All right, Story County Fire Protection District Board will now come to order. Next up is item number 24. We're correct, right? No.
Yep.
Yes.
26 or 24?
24. Approval of interlocal agreement.
Yep.
Between Nevada Department of Public Safety, Fire Marshal Division, Story County Fire Protection District Board, and Story County.
Mr. Chairman, same item as before, previously. This just has the approval of the fire board.
Very good. We need to read the title or anything into this?
No.
Local agreement? None? Okay. Once again, I'll ask if there's any public comment regarding this item.
We're back to 24, Marshal.
Yeah, we're on 24. 24 and 22 is the same thing.
Okay.
We're just hearing it as the fire board now instead of this county.
I got you.
We just need to. If I get a motion to approve, Commissioner Gilman?
I'll move to approve the interlocal agreement between the Nevada Department of Public Safety and the State Fire Marshal Division.
All right. I'll second your motion. Then move to second to approve this interlocal agreement. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
This time we're going to adjourn as the Story County Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. Excuse me. We're going to convene as the Story County Liquor Board. Item 26 is discussion of possible action. The first reading for on-sale and cabaret license for Virginia City Brewery and Tap House at 62 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 94440. This is adding Frederick Klein to the existing business license. Sheriff Antonoro.
This is working on their change of management, so it's just the addition of the new person on the license. And so far, nothing has come up that would preclude that, so
I
recommend the approval of it.
Thank you. It's my understanding that this is the Klein Winery over in Sonoma.
So yes.
I think that they're not just adding their name to the business license. I think they're owners in the business as well. So.
Well, they're buying into the business, yes.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's my understanding that they will at one point be the sole owner and licensee, but for the time being, this is to put them on to the license.
Yeah. I think I understand they bought the business next door to them now also.
Yes, that's my understanding also.
That's good. We've got interest from out some out-of-towners with a winery that are interested in setting up, so that's a good idea. So this is the first reading. Is there any public comment regarding the first reading? Hearing none, if I get a motion to approve the first reading business license.
Marshal, I just want to make a comment that I do own a on-sale liquor license on C Street, but I don't believe that would preclude me from discussing and voting on this item.
That's right. Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. And likewise for myself, I also have a liquor license and cabaret license in proximity to the existing licensee. And my voting on this would no more affect him than anyone else. So, with that said.
So I make the motion to approve the first reading on on-sale liquor and cabaret license, Virginia City Brewery and Tap House, 62 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Add Frederick Klein to the existing business license.
All right. Second to your motion. And moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All three ayes. Okay. Thank you. Moving on now to item number 27. This is discussion of possible action. The first reading for on-sale liquor license for Firehouse Grill and Saloon at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
This is Rich Connell re-establishing his license for the firehouse. You may recall he had that leased out for a while. He's taking it back over and going to go back to running it himself. He had let his license lapse, so it was a little over a year, so he's basically just going through the process again. Rich is a known quality, so not anticipating any problems with that. Nothing has occurred as of this time.
Right. A nice three-story addition to the property down there, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Is there any public comment regarding this on-sale liquor license? Hearing none, I call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the same
Declaration?
Disclosure. Disclosure. That I hold a liquor license at C Street, and I do not believe that would preclude me from voting on this item.
Thank you. And likewise, I do own a liquor license on C Street. My voting won't have any effect on this one or the other. So
with that, I motion to approve the first reading of the on-sale liquor license, Firehouse Grill and Saloon, 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second to motion. It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 28. This is discussion of possible action. The second reading for on-sale liquor license. The applicant is Stephanie Collins.
On this one, as you may be aware, the owner of the Silver Dollar passed away. They were actually in the process of trying to get Stephanie put onto the license for contingency purposes. He passed before that could happen. We have allowed her to run through that process, and she's been doing a great job of it. Nothing in the background has been discovered that would disqualify her. She appears to have the means and the experience to run a successful business, and she has worked with the actual property owner to maintain the lease on the business. So with that, would recommend approval of the license for Stephanie Collins.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. Any public comment regarding this item? Mr. Gilman?
Do we need a motion of disclosure?
I think so.
So I'll disclose that I do have a liquor license, cabaret license on C Street, but I do not believe that that would preclude me from discussing and voting on this issue.
Yeah, abundance of caution, yeah.
Abundance of caution.
That's right. I, too, like Commissioner Gilman, also have a liquor license in proximity to this other licensee, and no matter how I vote, would have any difference on how they operate. So
with that, I'd make a motion to approve the second reading on sale liquor license and cabaret license. Applicant is Stephanie Collins, business owner of the Silver Dollar Saloon, located at 15 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Second to motion. It's been moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff. So at this time, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Next up on our list here, item number 30, discussion of possible action. This is the second reading for a general business license. The applicant is Stephanie Collins, once again, the business owner of the Silver Dollar Saloon.
Pretty much covered her all in the liquor stuff, so if there's any questions regarding a general business license, be happy to answer them, but see no reason why not to grant her one.
Good to go. Any public comment regarding the second reading of the business license? Second reading of the business license for Stephanie Collins. Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
In an abundance of caution, I'm going to disclose that I hold a liquor and general business license on C Street, but I do not believe that precludes me from discussing and voting on this issue.
Likewise.
And so with that, I motion to approve the second reading for the general business license. Applicant is Stephanie Collins, business owner of Silver Dollar Saloon, located at 15 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Second to motion. We move to second to approve the second reading of the general business license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 You can't vote.
Well, that's right. It's general. It's not liquor. Great. Thank you, Sheriff.
Right. Thank you.
Moving along now to item number 32. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of the business license second readings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Development is recommending approval of all items as they appear on your agenda, items A through I.
Perfect. Is there any public comment regarding the second the approval of the business license second readings? This is a little information under consent. We had 37 first readings of business licenses, so we're racking them up again. Mr. Gilman, if I get a motion to approve the business license second readings.
I move to approve the second reading of the business licenses A through I.
Second your motion. Moved and second to approve all. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Up now is item number 23, public comment.
Gentlemen, for the record, Sam Toll. I recall watching Ted Cruz read my favorite book, which I could read from rote, Green Eggs and Ham, in the midst of a filibuster, the purpose of which was to chew up time. I don't really relish coming up here and taking the last 3 minutes of every meeting, but my message is consistent and is the same. Story County is one of 17 counties that does not permit public comment at the beginning of the meeting, only restricting it to the end of the meeting. I, of course, have the patience of Job and can endure the luxurious accommodations of the church pews, but I would, again, put yourselves in the shoes of an octogenarian who might have a concern and that they would have to now have waited for 2 hours and 4 hours and 25 minutes to bring to your attention. I think that it is in the best interest of the community to put those people first. And so I, once again, would encourage you to open public comment to the beginning of the meeting. I'd also like to express some frustration in the application of zoning rules. We just discussed zoning issues. I asked the Community Development Department how many red tags they have, and they gave me a list of folks. They're going to run a couple of people off their property because they don't live in an approved structure and they don't have housing plans. And so if we're going to enforce the letter of the zoning ordinances, I would suggest we enforce them evenly and distribute our attention to everyone in the community, lest we fall under the lesson or the spirit of the book that George Orwell wrote, Animal Farm, where all animals are created equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Thank you.
Well, just to give you one little correction there, Mr. Toll, is that we give public comment after every action item on the agenda. So people have an opportunity to speak on every action item all throughout the meeting, not just at the end of the meeting, as you just said. Okay?
To clarify...
This isn't a debate. This is just a clarification. So
okay,
thank
yeah.
you. Any other public comment?
I do, if I may. I did verify during our last break, and I also asked Mr. Toll if his comments questioning the zoning or the extended stay transit lodging tax pertained to because it was in Tri-Center or in general, and he verified that he understands that it is not in Tri-Center. I just want the record to reflect that I'm stating it's not in Tri-Center, it's outside of Tri-Center. The question still stands with the district attorney's office.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this is adjourned.
I've got to hold over. Right? I'll see you out there.
He's going to be real short and sweet.
Probably a full session, though.
Only have one.
Only have one.
All right, and two.
We take
item
number one off.
No, but I'm not
going to
do all of that.
Front, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it.
So you want to lose it.